الحمد لله رب العالمين له النعمة وله الفضل وله الثناء الحسن صلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين الله أسأل أن يوفقنا لما يحبه ويرضاه وأن يرزقنا النية الحسنة. كنا ذكرنا في الحصة الماضية أن الآيات منها ما هو محكم ومنها ما هو متشابه. We mentioned in the past session that among the verses of Al-Quran there are verses that are محكمة and verses that are متشابهة. وقلنا إن المتشابه لا بد في تأويله من حمله على المحكم. We also mentioned that in interpreting the متشابه verses, there is a need to interpret them in compliance with the verses that are محكمة. وأنه ذكرنا أنه لا يجوز حمل المتشابه على الظاهر المهم للتجسيم. We also mentioned that it is not permissible to interpret the verses that are mutashabiha according to their apparent meaning that carries the meaning of bodily attributes, the meaning of the bodily attributes. ننقل هنا كلاما لبعض من سلف من علماء الأمة في هذا الموضوع نافعا. Let us mention here a long statement, kind of long. It might take the whole time of the session of some of the previous scholars about this issue. Something beneficial that they mentioned. قال المؤلف رحمه الله قال المحدث اللغوي الفقيه الحنفي مرتضى الزبيدي في شرحه المسمى إتحاف السادة المتقين نقلا عن كتاب التذكرة الشرقية لأبي نصر القشيري ما نصه. The statement that we are going to mention or to copy is mentioned by Abu Nasr al-Qushayri. The well-known linguist, faqih and muhaddith, Murtada al-Zabidi, who followed the Hanafi school, copied in his explanation called إتحاف السادة المتقين, copied from Abu Nasr al-Qushayri what he mentioned in his book التذكرة الشرقية. So what we are going to mention is mentioned by al-Qushayri in his book التذكرة الشرقية, and it is copied from him by Az-Zabidi in his explanation of Al-Ihya. أولا نذكر شيئا قليلا عن هذين الرجلين. Let's mention a very brief biography about these two people. أما أبو نصر القشيري فهو من أكابر علماء الشافعية. As for Abu Nasr al-Qushayri, he is among the very known Shafi'i scholars. كان في القرن الخامس الهجري. He lived in the 5th Hijri century. وأبوه هو العالم المشهور أبو القاسم القشيري صاحب الرسالة القشيرية. His father is Abu al-Qasim al-Qushayri, the author of the famous book Ar-Risala, Ar-Risala al-Qushayriya, well known among the Shafi'i scholars and well known among the Sufis. He was a very known Sufi, rahmatullahi alayhi. As Amma Murtada al-Zabidi, فقد كان فقيها حنفيا. As for Murtada al-Zabidi, he was a Hanafi faqih. حافظا بلغ درجة الحافظ في الحديث. He reached the level of a حافظ in the knowledge of hadith. وكان بحرا في علوم اللغة, and he had a very vast knowledge about the language. حتى كان يلقب بخاتمة اللغويين, to a point that they used to call him the seal of the linguist. Of the linguists, Murtada al-Zabidi. طيب. قال أبو نصر القشيري وأما قول الله عز وجل وما يعلم تأويله إلا الله إنما يريد به وقت قيام الساعة. أبو نصر القشيري said, as for the saying of Allah, the seventh verse in Surah Al-Imran, وَمَا يَعْلَمُ تَأْوِيلَهُ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, no one knows its ta'wil except Allah Ta'ala. Allah means by that the time of the day of judgment. فَإِنَّ الْمُشْرِكِينَ سألوا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الساعة أيان مرساها ومتى وقوعها. Because the blasphemers, those who worshipped idols with Allah Ta'ala, asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم about the day of judgment. When is it going to take place? That is exactly. فالمتشابه إشارة, يعني إيش يقول هنا؟ يقول الآية بقراءة الوقف على لفظ الجلالة ترجع إلى يوم القيامة, علم وقت القيامة. So what is he saying here is what we mentioned previously, that if according to the recitation where you stop at the term إِلَّا اللَّهِ, the meaning of the verse would be referring to the time of the occurrence of the day of judgment and the like, the appearance of Ad-Dajjal and the like. قال فالمتشابه إشارة إلى علم الغيب. He said, so المتشابه is a sign or indication to the knowledge of the unforeseen. فليس يعلم عواقب الأمور إلا الله عز وجل. No one knows how things will end except Allah تبارك وتعالى. No one knows the results of the matters except Allah تبارك وتعالى. يعني نحن الآن نعمل ما نعمل, أما إيش تكون نتيجة عملنا وماذا يأتي من ذلك لا نعلمه. ما يحصل في المستقبل الله يعلمه. Which means we do whatever we do now, but what would be the results of what we do, what will happen in the future because of what we do, we do not know that. Allah is the one who knows that. ولهذا قال أي الله عز وجل هل ينظرون إلا تأويله يوم يأتي تأويله. And this is why, أي هل ينظرون إلا قيام الساعة. This is why Allah Ta'ala said in the 43rd verse of Surah Al-A'raf, and the 53rd verse of Surah Al-A'raf. هَلْ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَّا تَأْوِيلَهُ يَوْمَ يَأْتِي تَأْوِيلُهُ, which means, what is waiting for them? What's waiting for them is, it's happening. It's ta'wil. The term ta'wil is used here. And it means the time of happening. At the day which is the time for its occurrence. That is what the blasphemers are waiting for. What's going to face them? What's going to face them in the future is the day of judgment. That would occur at the specific time that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala willed for it, at which Allah willed for it to occur. يعني هنا كما ترون لفظ التأويل جاء بمعنى موعد الحصول. So as you see here, the term تأويل bears the meaning of the time of occurrence, the time of happening. So this meaning is mentioned in Al-Quran. وكيف يسوغ لقائل أن يقول في كتاب الله تعالى ما لا سبيل لمخلوق إلى معرفته. ولا يعلم تأويله إلا الله. يعني يقول القشيري كيف يجرؤ إنسان أن يقول إن كتاب الله تعالى فيه آيات لا يعلم معانيها ولا يعلم أحد معناها إلا الله. قال كيف يسوغ, كيف يجوز, يعني لا يجوز هذا الكلام, كيف يقول أحد هذا؟ أليس هي المشبهة ماذا يقولون؟ أليس يقولون الآيات المتشابهة مثل الرحمن على العرش استوى إليه يصعد الكلم الطيب وما شابه, أليس يقولون لا أحد يعلم تأويلها؟ أليس هكذا يفسرون تلك الآيات؟ أليس هكذا يزعمون؟ هي القشيري يقول كيف يقول قائل, كيف يجوز إنسان لنفسه أن يقول إن في كتاب الله آيات لا يعلم معانيها؟ قال أليس هذا من أعظم القدح في النبوات؟ أليس هذا الكلام جرحا في النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام؟ ليش؟ قال وأن النبي, يعني على حسب هذا الكلام, ما عرف تأويل ما ورد في صفات الله. أليس معنى هذا الكلام أن النبي ما كان يعرف تأويل ما جاء في القرآن في صفات الله تبارك وتعالى, وأنه دعا الخلق إلى علم ما لا يعلم, وأن النبي قال لهم آمنوا بما لا يعلم معناه, بما لا يعرف معناه؟ أليس هذا يكون جرحا في النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ So Al-Qushayri continued to say, how would one permit himself to say that in Al-Quran there are verses that there is no way for any human being to know their meanings? Isn't this what these people, these perverted people say? The Wahhabis, don't they say that? This is what they say. They say there are verses like Ar-Rahman wa ala al-Arsh istawa, no one knows their interpretation. Isn't this what they say? Yeah, this is what they say, because they misinterpret the verse. So, at the time of Al-Qushayri, it seems there were people similar to these people. Very few, but they existed at the time that would say the same thing. So Al-Qushayri refuted them and he said, how would anyone permit himself to say that in Al-Quran there are verses that there is no way for anyone to know their meanings? He continued to say, wouldn't this be a dispraise, a discrediting, wouldn't this be discrediting the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam? Wouldn't this mean that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam did not know the meaning of verses that pertained to the attributes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? And doesn't this mean that the Prophet called the people to believe in the verses of Al-Quran while there are verses that no one can understand or know their meanings? So as if he's calling the people to believe in something which is not understood. Wouldn't this be discrediting the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam? قال أليس الله يقول بلسان عربي مبين؟ مبين يعني ظاهر واضح. قال القشيري فإذا على زعمهم يجب أن يقولوا كذب حيث قال بلسان عربي مبين إذ لم يكن معلوما عندهم. يقول القشيري أليس قال ربنا عز وجل بلسان عربي مبين، يعني أنزل القرآن على النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام بلسان عربي مبين. مبين معناه ظاهر واضح. لو كان هذه الآيات لا سبيل إلى معرفة معناها لأحد، كيف يكون إذن القرآن بلسان عربي واضح؟ إذن كأنهم يقولون كذب الله في قوله هذا بدعواهم هذه. القشيري continued to say, didn't Allah say in Al-Quran in the 195th verse of Surah Al-Shu'ara بلسان عربي مبين, which means Allah revealed Al-Quran to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام in a clear Arabic language. Well, a clear Arabic language. He continued to say, and according to their statement, in Al-Quran, there are verses that no one can understand. Doesn't this contradict the verse bilisan in Arabi mubin? Because then it wouldn't be clear. And according to what they are saying, Allah lied in this when he said bilisan in Arabi mubin, which is obviously impossible. Subhanallah. قال وإلا فأين هذا البيان. Otherwise, where is this clarity? If no one can know its meaning, it wouldn't be clear. قال وإذا كان بلغة العرب, يعني إذا كان القرآن أنزل بلغة العرب, أليس هكذا أنزل؟ بلى. فكيف يدعي أنه مما لا تعلمه العرب لما كان ذلك الشيء عربيا؟ And Al-Quran was revealed with the Arabic language, in the Arabic language. So how would it be in the Arabic language if it contains statements that the Arabs do not know their meanings? How would it be Arabic if the Arabs do not know these meanings, the meanings of these statements? قال فما قول أيش يقال إذن في مقال مآله إلى تكذيب رب سبحانه. قال فماذا يقال في قول, قول هؤلاء المخالفين مآله مؤداه ما يؤدي إليه هو تكذيب الرب، نسبة الكذب إلى الرب سبحانه. يعني يقول لا شك في بطلان هذا المقال. So he continued to say, so what would one say about a statement that leads, implies to attribute lying to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? He means such a statement is for sure wrong. واضح؟ Is it clear what he's saying? قال, he continued to say, ثم كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يدعو الناس إلى عبادة الله تعالى. He continued to say, moreover, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to call the people to worship Allah تعالى and not to worship anything else with Allah تبارك وتعالى. فلو كان في كلامه وفيما يلقيه إلى أمته, فيما يخاطب به أمته, لو كان في كلامه وفيما يلقيه إلى أمته شيء لا يعلم تأويله إلا الله تعالى, لا يعرف أحد معناه, لكان للقوم أن يقولوا بين لنا أولا من تدعون إليه وما الذي تقول. يعني أليس تدعون للإيمان بما تقول أنزل عليك هذا القرآن؟ أولا بين لنا المعنى, ما معناه, حتى نؤمن بما تدعون إليه. أنت تقول لنا الله متصف بصفات, الخالق متصف بصفات لا يعلم أحد معناها, القرآن فيه وصف الله بصفات ولا أحد يعلم معنى هذا الكلام, وكيف نؤمن به؟ بين لنا أولا ما الذي تدعون إليه, لأن الإيمان بما لا يعلم أصله غير متأت. الإيمان بشيء لا يعلم أساسه, كيف يكون, كيف يؤمن الإنسان بشيء لا يعلم أصله ولا أساسه؟ غير متأت, يعني لا يكون, لا يمكن, لا يحصل. He continued to say, moreover, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام used to call the people to worship Allah تبارك وتعالى. If he said, if in his statements were any, and what he was addressing and the statements with which he was addressing the people, if they contained statements that no one knows their meanings, then these people would tell him, would have tell him, tell us first, explain to us first, to what are you calling us to believe? You are calling us to believe in something which is not understood. No one understands its meaning. So first, tell us what we should believe in. Explain to us what we should believe in. Because believing in something that its base is not understood cannot take place. How can one believe in something while he doesn't understand the base of this thing? What is the base of this thing? He doesn't know. So how would he be a believer in this thing? قال ونسبة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى أنه دعا إلى رب موصوف بصفات لا تعقل أمر عظيم لا يتخيله مسلم. يعني وأن يقول قائل إن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام دعا الناس إلى الإيمان برب قال إنه موصوف بصفات, لكن هذه الصفات لا أحد يعرف معناها, شيء لا يتخيله مسلم, يعني كل مسلم يرده لا يقبله. He continued to say, and claiming that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام called the people to believe in a God which is attributed with attributes, and to tell the people these attributes, no one can understand what they mean. Okay, I tell you statements, but the meaning of these statements, no one can understand them. No one knows them, is something that no Muslim would even imagine. قال فإن الجهل بالصفات يؤدي إلى الجهل بالموصوف الذي لا يعرف صفات الشيء لا يعرف الشيء كيف يعرف الشيء بمعرفة صفاته فمن جهل صفات الشيء كيف يعرف الشيء المتصف بهذه الصفات. So he continues to say, because not to know what are the attributes of the self leads to be ignorant about the self itself. If one does not know the attributes of something, then he does not know this thing, isn't it? إلى هنا واضح. Up till here, is it clear? كلام القشيري متين. These are strong statements. Very, I don't know how to say it. Not just powerful. Very well established. قال والغرض أن يستبين من معه مسكة من العقل. أنا قصدي, يقول قصدي من كل هذا الكلام, أن يتبين يعرف من عنده أقل قدر قليل من العقل, ولو قدر قليل من العقل, أن قول من يقول استواؤه صفة ذاتية لا يعقل معناها, واليد صفة ذاتية لا يعقل معناها, والقدم صفة ذاتية لا يعقل معناها, تمويه احتيال تدليس, ضمنه تكييف وتشبيه. هذا تدليس احتيال يراد منه سوق الناس إلى التشبيه, إلى الوقوع في تشبيه الله بخلقه, وإلى الوقوع في نسبة الكيف إلى الله تعالى. ودعاء إلى الجهل, كأنه يقول يا ناس تعالوا إلى الجهل ليس إلى العلم, آمنوا بما لا يعرف معناه. هذا دعاء إلى الجهل ليس إلى العلم. وقد وضح الحق لذي عينين, الذي عنده فهم هذا يكفيه معناه. He continued to say, the purpose of my saying, why I said this, the purpose of it, to make it clear to anyone who have even a little amount of mind, the least amount of mind, that anyone who says the istiwa mentioned in Al-Quran as an attribute of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is an attribute of the self of Allah which cannot be understood, its meaning cannot be known, and al-yad is an attribute of Allah that the meaning cannot be known, and al-qadam is an attribute to the self of the self of Allah that its meaning cannot be known, is really if you want, is a cheating statement, or a statement that contains, I don't know how to say it, is a misleading statement, that the purpose of saying it is to take those who listen to that to fall into likening Allah to the creation and attributing the attributes of the creation to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And in reality, it is calling the people to be ignorant. Because, why is he saying that? Because the one who says that, he's telling the people, you need to believe in this without knowing what it means. You need to believe in this without knowing what it means. You need to believe in this without knowing what it means. These are attributes of the self of Allah. You need to believe in that without knowing what they mean. It's calling people to ignorance. And anyone who has a little amount of mind understands this very clearly. قال إلى هنا واضح. Up till here, is it clear? أولا هو بيّن أن إنكار التأويل كما يفعل هؤلاء على الإطلاق هذا ضد ما جاء في شرع الله. So first he made it clear that claiming that التأويل, inferring meanings, proper meanings to the verses that are متشابه, in compliance with the muhkam, with the explicit verses. He said the one who denies that totally is saying something that contradicts the religion. And he made it very clear how it contradicts the religion. Because Al-Quran is Arabic, in the Arabic language, so how would it be in the Arabic language if it contains something which the Arabs don't understand what it means? Because the Prophet called the people to believe in that, then they would tell him, tell us what to believe in before telling us believe in this. Explain to us what to believe in before telling us believe in this. Because he said, this statement implies that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام was ignorant about the attributes of Allah تبارك وتعالى. So he said, this is why this statement is wrong. Why did some people say it? He also made it clear. He said, because these people want to attract others towards at-tashbih step by step. So first they tell them, these verses, no one knows their meanings. Then they move to tell them, you go according to the apparent meaning of these verses and believe that Allah is attributed with that, to lead them, to take them to fall into at-tashbih, likening Allah تبارك وتعالى to the creation. ثم بعد ذلك انتقل إلى الرد على أولئك. Then he moved to refute those people. قال وليت شعري هذا الذي ينكر التأويل يطرد هذا الإنكار في كل شيء وفي كل آية أم يقنع بترك التأويل في صفات الله تعالى. Then he moved, يعني أكمل قال طب هذا الذي يمنع التأويل هل يقول هذا يمشي في كل الآيات في كل شيء وفي كل آية أو يقول هذا مقتصر فقط على الآيات المتعلقة بصفات الله. He continued to say, I wish to know. He knows, but this is a way of speech. So he said, I wish to know these people who say this statement, do they apply this issue to all the verses of Al-Quran? Or they apply this only to the verses pertaining to the attributes of Allah? He said, I want to know. Do they say this applies to all the verses? In every and each verse, there is no way for ta'wil? or only they say that about the verses that talks about the attributes of Allah Ta'ala.
قال فإن امتنع من التأويل أصلا فقد أبطل الشريعة والعلوم.
He continues to say, if one says that this applies to all the verses, then he is negating الشريعة, all of it. His statement leads to the negation of الشريعة, all of it, to the negation of the religion.
قال إذ ما من آية يعني من هذه الآيات وخبر من نحو هذه الأخبار إلا ويحتاج إلى تأويل وتصرف في الكلام.
He said, because a lot, يعني معنى كلامه كثير من الآيات والأحاديث لا بد فيها من التأويل, من نوع من التأويل لا بد في كثير من الآيات والأحاديث لا بد من نوع من أنواع التأويل. فإذا أبطل ذلك أبطل الشريعة, خرج عن شريعتنا وديننا المعروف لكل أحد إلى غيره, أبطله.
So he continued to say, because there are many verses and hadith that with each one of them
there is a need for a certain kind of ta'wil.
Otherwise, if one says no for all of these, then he is negating the religion.
Do you memorize any verse? Just tell me any verse from Al-Quran to make it clear. Mention a verse that you memorize pertaining to the judgments. It doesn't need to pertain to the. Go ahead.
لا تقربوا الصلاة وأنتم سكارى.
Okay. If you want to explain, to interpret this verse literally, what would you say? Do not approach the prayer while you are drunk. What is it is meant really? Do not pray while you are drunk, isn't it? So I'm trying, because it's a translation, I'm trying to make it close. But so you can see that in many verses and many things, like for example, إِنَّمَا الْخَمْرُ وَالْأَنصَابُ وَالْأَزْلَامُ إِنَّمَا الْخَمْرُ وَالْمَيْسِرُ وَالْأَنصَابُ وَالْأَزْلَامُ رِجْسٌ مِّنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ فَاجْتَنِبُوهُ. This means wine, idols, al-azlam. I will not explain now what it means. Are bad things that the devil encourages to do. Fajtanibu. Originally, fajtanibu. It means. Huh? Hey, be away from it. It means this is haram. Like, for example, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا قُنْتُمْ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ فَاغْسِلُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ. Oh, you who believe, if you stand up, if you get up to pray, wash your faces, etc. What does that mean? Every time you pray, you need to do that? No, then it means if you don't have your wudu. Although it's not mentioned. You see what I mean? In a lot of verses and hadith,
there is this need of a certain type of ta'wil. Otherwise, if one says otherwise and there is no ta'wil at all, then he is rejecting the religion really. Because then one would be saying, every time you want to pray, you have to make wudu, even if your wudu is not broken. Does anyone say that? No. You see? And likewise, many other issues. طيب. لأن ثم أشياء لا بد من تأويلها. He said, because there are things that need a certain type of تأويل. لا خلاف بين العقلاء فيه. Not any person, there is no difference in opinions about that among people who are sane. إلا الملحدة الذين قصدهم التعطيل للشرائع. Except the atheists who have the intention to reject the religion at all. Totally. والاعتقاد لهذا يؤدي إلى إبطال ما هو عليه من التمسك بالشرع بزعمه. يعني والذي يعتقد هذا الكلام بمنع التأويل على الإطلاق يبطل ما يزعمه هو من أنه متمسك بالشرع. يناقض ما يزعمه هو من أنه متمسك بالشرع. So the one who claims that التأويل is totally prohibited in everything is as if is contradicting what he claims that he is adhering to الشرع. Because this leads not to adhere to the rules of the religion. Do you still remember how he started? He started, I want to know, do they apply this to all the verses or only to the verses pertaining to the attributes of Allah? If they apply it to all the verses, then they are contradicting the religion. This is what he's saying. واضح كيف الكلام. إيش قال؟ قال أنا أريد أن أعرف ليت شعري هذا الذي يقولونه يطبقونه على كل الآيات يجعلونه مضطردا في كل الآيات يجري في كل الآيات أو فقط في الآيات التي هي متعلقة بصفات الله. إذا قالوا في كل الآيات هذا يؤدي إلى إبطال ما يزعمونه من التمسك بالشرع. لأن كثيرا من الآيات والأحاديث تحتاج إلى نوع من التأويل. مثلا صحيح. قال وإن قال يجوز التأويل على الجملة إلا فيما يتعلق بالله وبصفاته فلا تأويل فيه. أما إذا قال لا أنا لا أقول في كل شيء التأويل يترك. لا التأويل يفعل في موضعه إلا ما يتعلق بصفات الله هذا لا تأويل فيه. إذا قال هذا فهذا مصير منه. هذا معناه كأنه يقول إلى أن ما يتعلق بغير الله تعالى يجب أن يعلم وما يتعلق بالصانع أي بالخالق سبحانه وصفاته يجب التقاصي عنه البعد عنه. مش هذا يكون معنى كلامه. وهذا لا يرضى به مسلم. He continued to say, on another hand, if they say that التأويل, no, we agree with it, you can go with التأويل in the different verses where it is needed, except when it pertains to the attributes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then it is prohibited. He said, if they say that, then we tell them, doesn't this mean that what pertains to other than Allah should be known and what pertains to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and His attribute shouldn't be known? Does any Muslim say that? Would any Muslim accept to say that?
قال وسر الأمر, the secret of the matter, أن هؤلاء الذين يمتنعون عن التأويل معتقدون حقيقة التشبيه.
The secret of the matter, that these people who prevent التأويل in what pertains to the attributes of Allah, they really believe in their hearts in likening Allah to the creation.
غير أنهم يدلسون, by they trick the people. ويقولون له يد لا كالأيدي وقدم لا كالأقدام واستواء بالذات لا كما نعقل فيما بيننا.
And they say Allah is attributed. They trick the people and they say Allah is attributed with al-yad, which is not like other, which is not like hands. With al-istiwa, which is an attribute of His self. With al-qadam, which is not like feet. But not in any meaning that we can know. This is what they say. Without us being able to know the meaning of these attributes. Without us being able to know the meaning of these attributes.
فَلْيَقُلِ الْمُحَقِّقِ, الَّذِي يُرِيدْ أَنْ يُحَقِّقْ فِي هَذَا الْكَلَامِ, قَالْ فَلْيَقُلْ هَذَا كَلَامٌ لَابُدَّ فِيهِ مِنَ اسْتِبْيَانِ, لَابُدَّ لَهُ مِنَ اسْتِبْيَانِ.
There is a need to understand what you are saying. What do you mean? What do you mean by that?
قَوْلُكُمْ, there is a need to clarify what you are saying. قَوْلُكُمْ نُجْرِي الْأَمْرَ عَلَى الظَّاهِرِ وَلَا يُعْقَلُ مَعْنَاهُ تَنَاقُضْ.
First, سيقولون نُجْرِي الْأَمْرَ عَلَى الظَّاهِرِ, والظاهر أيش هو؟ صفة المخلوق. كيف يقولون وَلَا يُعْقَلْ, لا يُعْلَمُ مَعْنَاهُ؟ كيف لا يعلم معناه وعلى الظاهر, ما الظاهر معلوم, فهذا تناقض.
So he said, first, your statement, we go according to the apparent meaning, with your other statement that we cannot know what it means, contains contradiction.
It is clear why, because the apparent meaning is well known. So how do they say we go according to the apparent meaning while no one, they say also no one can know the meaning? It's contradiction. This is why Al-Qushayri said really what they want to lead the people to likening Allah to the creation, but they don't dare to say it straight. So they go around. They trick the people to attract them to that.
قال إن أجريت على الظاهر فالظاهر في قوله تعالى يوم يكشف عن ساق هو العضو المشتمل على الجلد واللحم والعظم والعصب والمخ, ما هيك؟ قول الله تعالى يوم يكشف عن ساق ويدعون إلى السجود فلا يستطيعون. إيش معنى يوم يكشف عن ساق؟ قال إذا أخذت بظاهر الساق, إيش هو الظاهر من الساق؟ العضو الذي فيه لحم وعظم وعصب ومخ في داخل العظم, أليس كذلك؟ قال فإن أخذت بهذا الظاهر, إذا قلت هذا ما أقصده, هذا الذي أنا أدعو إليه, هذا هو الظاهر أنا أخذ به, والتزمت بالإقرار بهذه الأعضاء فهو الكفر. إذا قلت أنا أدعو إلى الظاهر وأقر بأن الله تبارك وتعالى له ساق عضو, يعني هذا معنى الآية, هذا كفر بلا شك.
He continued to say, if you go according to the apparent meaning as you claim, what is the apparent meaning of the term as-saq in the saying of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala fi Surah Al-Qalam, the 42nd verse in Surah Al-Qalam, يَوْمَ يُكْشَفُ عَنْ ساق. The term saq in this verse, the apparent meaning of it, refers to the organ. It means the It refers to the shin that contains skin, flesh, blood, bones, and what's inside the bones. Okay, this thing. Barakallahu feek. So if you go by that, if you say, this is what I am calling to, this is the meaning, because this is the apparent meaning. If you say, yes, this is the apparent meaning that I mean, then you blaspheme by that. Because you are attributing members to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. أَمَّا مَعْنَى الْآيَةِ أَنْتُمْ تَعْرِفُونَ Ibn Abbas قال, هذه كناية عن الشدة التي تكون في يوم القيامة. As for the true meaning of this verse, you know it. Ibn Abbas said that this means there would be a lot of hardship on the day of judgment. قال وإن لم يمكنك الأخذ بها يعني إذا كنت لا تقول ذلك. He continued to say, now if you say, no, this is not what I am saying, this is not the apparent meaning that I mean, this is not what I am saying, فَأَيْنَ الْأَخْذُ بِالظَّاهِرِ Then, if you say, this is not what I am saying, then how do you say, I go according to the apparent meaning? You don't go according to the apparent meaning then. Why do you say, I want to go then according to the apparent meaning? أَلَسْتَ قَدْ تَرَكْتَ الظَّاهِرِ Then you would be leaving out going according to the apparent meaning. وَعَلِمْتَ تَقَدُّسَ الرَّبِّ تَعَالَى عَمَّا يُوهِمُ الظَّاهِرِ فَكَيْفَ يَكُونُ أَخْذًا بِالظَّاهِرِ He continued to say, you did not go according to the apparent meaning then, and you know that Allah is clear of this apparent meaning. So if this is the case, then how would you tell people go according to the apparent meaning? واضح? Is it clear? So he's saying, if you go to the apparent meaning, okay, let me give you an example. What do you say about this verse, يَوْمَ يُكْشَفُ عَنْ سَاقٍ? If you go according to the apparent meaning of the term saq is the shin. So do you attribute the shin to Allah? If you say yes, this is blasphemy, this is apparent blasphemy. If you say no, this is not what I want to say, then why are you saying I want to take or to go according to the apparent meaning? While you are leaving out the apparent meaning, you are not interpreting the verse. You are claiming that you don't interpret the verse according to the apparent meaning. Then why you are saying, I want to go according to the apparent meaning? This is what he's saying. وَإِنْ قَالَ الْخَصْمُ هَذِهِ الظَّوَاهِرُ لَا مَعْنَى لَهَا أَصْلًا فَهُوَ حُكْمٌ بِأَنَّهَا مُلْغَاهُ Now if he says, no, when I say, go according to the... إذا قال, أنا أخذ بالظاهر, ليس معناه هذا الذي هو الصفات الجسمانية. لا, أنا أخذ بالظاهر, يعني بغير ذلك, معنى لا يعلم. أو أقول لله تعالى ساق على الظاهر من غير أن يكون لذلك معنى يعلم. قال إذا قلت هذا فكأنك تقول هذه كأنها ملغاة، إذا لم يكن لها معنى فهي ملغاة وليس في إبلاغها إلينا فائدة، إذن لا يكون هناك أي فائدة في تبليغ النبي لنا آيات لا يعلم معناها. He continued to say, if you say, well, I go according to the apparent meaning, but it is not the shin in this case. It's a meaning that no one knows. He said, then as if you are saying that these verses are cancelled. As if you are saying that. And there is no benefit in the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام conveying them to us. Because you're saying he conveyed to us verses that we cannot understand their meanings. MashaAllah. واضح؟ Is it clear up till now? شيء علي. Other one it's mentioned here? Is it about what we are saying? Go ahead. Yeah, they don't say no one knows the reality. Because they say it is the apparent meaning. So how would it be? So how would it be that no one knows? They don't want to say no one knows the reality. In reality, they want to attract people to fall into likening Allah to the creation. So this is what they say. As I am telling you, this is why they refuse to say these verses has a meaning that does not resemble the meanings of the creation. They refuse to say that. Why? Yeah, because they say, you don't know the meaning. And we go according to the apparent meaning. Because what they want to say, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has a shin, has a hand, has a face, has an eye, has an ear. This is what they want to say. But they don't dare to say it like that. This is why they refuse to say, this verse has a meaning that befits Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and it does not resemble the attributes of the creation. You know they refuse to say that. طيب. واضح؟ Is there any questions before continuing? قبل أن نكمل كلام القشيري. أحد عنده سؤال عن الذي ذكرناه؟ Okay. نكمل لكن. قال وفي لغة العرب ما شئت من التجوز والتوسع في الخطاب. He said in reality the Arab language, the Arabic language is a very vast language and it has a lot of different ways to say things. وكانوا يعرفون موارد الكلام. And the Arabs at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew the statements, what are the meanings of the statements. ويفهمون المقاصد, and they understood what it's meant by these statements. فمن تجافى عن التأويل, من ابتعد عن التأويل فذلك لقلة فهمه بالعربية. The one who refuses to make ta'wil, this is because he does not understand properly the Arabic language. And this is a reality. A lot of people, هذه حقيقة, كثير من الناس ضلوا بسبب جهلهم بالعربية. Many people, they went astray from the belief of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah because they do not know the Arabic language properly. قرأوا آيات ففهموها على غير معناها. They read certain verses, they misunderstood them. أو قرأوا أحاديث ففهموها على غير معناها. or they heard certain hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and they misunderstood them because they don't know properly the Arabic language. فضلوا, so they went astray. بعضهم بين له فرجع, some of them, when things were clarified to him, explained to him properly, some of them, they repented. وبعضهم أخذهم العناد, and some were stubborn. They did not want to repent. ومن أحاط بطرق من العربية, من عرف لغة العرب جيدا, هان عليه مدرك الحقائق. هان عليه أن يعرف كيف يعرف الحقائق. كيف يعرف الحقائق. The one who knows properly, in a good way, the Arabic language, it becomes easy for him to know how to get to the true meanings. وَقَدْ قِيلَ وَمَا يَعْلَمُ تَأْوِيلَهُ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَالرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ. معناه قرأت الآية بالوقف على لفظ العلم. فكأنه قال, أي فقد قال, يكون المعنى. والراسخون في العلم أيضا يعلمونه ويقولون آمنا به. He continued to say, the verse was recited, there is a way to recite the verse by standing, by stopping at the time, at the term في العلم. And in this, with this type of reciting it, it would mean that those who are well knowledgeable also know the meaning and the ta'wil of the mutashabih verses, and they say, we believe in it, in all the verses, whether they are muhkam, explicit, or mutashabih. This is something we already mentioned before. قال فإن الإيمان بالشيء إنما يتصور بعد العلم. He continued to say, for you to believe in something, you know to know this thing. You cannot believe in what you don't know at all. أما ما لا يعلم فالإيمان به غير متأت. What you don't know anything about it, you cannot believe in it. ولهذا قال ابن عباس أنا من الراسخين في العلم. And this is why Ibn Abbas said, أنا من الراسخين في العلم, which means I am among those who are well established in the knowledge of the religion. انتهى ما نقله الزبيدي عن أبي نصر القشيري. This is the end of the statement of Abu Nasr al-Qushayri that was copied by al-Zabidi. Allahu yajzihima khayran. May Allah reward both of them. Naktafi bihaza. Let us stop here. Wallahu a'lam. Allah knows best. In kana indakum su'al tafaddalu. Naam tafaddal. Please ask if you have any questions. Yes, go ahead. Tafaddal khayy. سمعت كل اللي قال. ما سمعت كل الذي قلت. سبحان الله. إلهم كلام هني بيقولوا في هذا. ما ندخل فيها كتير. خلينا هلأ في الذي قاله القشيري, وإلا هم لهم كلام, لهم كلام في هذا. يقولون هذا موضح في الحديث ويريدون حديثا غير ثابت في هذا. نعم. أي الكلم الطيب يصعد إلى محل كرامته. وهو أي الكلم الطيب الذي أصله لا إله إلا الله، المراد به هنا لا إله إلا الله، يرفع العمل الصالح، أي يجعل العمل الصالح مقبولا، لأن العمل الصالح لا يقبل من غير الإيمان. ما شاء الله، تفضلي. نعم، غير الذي يقوله، غير الذي يقوله، لأن نحن عندنا قدر من العلم بالله تعالى، كالعلم بوجوده تعالى بلا كيف ولا مكان، وأنه متصف بصفة القدرة وهي صفة بها يوجد ويعدم، وأنه متصف بصفة المشيئة وهي تخصيص الممكن ببعض ما يجوز عليه دون بعض، وأنه متصف بصفة السمع إلى آخره. ليس الذي يقولونه، قولهم غير هذا، قولهم غير هذا. الله يرحمنا، هن دجالون في هذه الصفات التي ذكرناها يتكلمون وقد يوسعون الكلام، أما إذا جاء الكلام إلى صفة الاستواء ونحو إلى الاستواء ونحو ذلك يقولون لا كلام هنا. لماذا؟ هذه الصفة لله وهذه الصفة لله، لأنهم يريدون قطع الكلام حتى يعم الجهل فيسهل عليهم سوق الناس إلى الضلال، هذا الذي يريدونه. الله يرحمنا. من؟ مرتضى الزبيدي منذ نحو 200 سنة، كان شيخ مرتضى الزبيدي lived about 200 years ago. ما شاء الله. تفضل تفضل. ويعني المتشابه، إذا وقفت على لفظ إلا الله، المتشابه هنا إشارة إلى الغيب، أمور غيبية، وما يعلم تأويله أي ما يعلم موعد حصوله إلا الله. تفضل. أي الله يعلم، وقد أعلم أيضا، جعل الراسخين في العلم يعلمون. أيوة تفضل. ترجع إلى الراسخون في العلم. إذا قلت لكن هنا واضح من السياق، يقولون آمنا به كل من عند ربنا، واضح من السياق أن لفظ الجلالة الله غير مراد. إيه واضح من السياق. وفيك، تفضل فوزي. Which attribute, Fawzi?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then. You address him with the same statement. You tell him in the hadith, which narration is he referring to? The narration that has يَوْمَ يُكْشَفُ عَنْ سَاقْ or the narration يَوْمَ يَكْشِفُ عَنْ سَاقِهِ or يُكْشَفُ عَنْ سَاقِهِ عَنْ سَاقِهِ. But this narration is not confirmed. That's what I told the brother. Allah yarhamuna. Tafadhal ya Abu al-Az. Wafiq. بيسأل تقول له بكل حال لا يجوز نسبة صفات الأجسام إلى الله تبارك وتعالى وما صح نسبته إلى النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام فهذا يكون له معنى ليس من معاني المخلوقين إلى هنا وبك بديرة عليك لابد مع هذا مما ذكرناه لابد من فهم ما ذكرناه وإلا بكل بساطة يعني بيقول لك أنت عم تقول أنا بحتاج بالمتشابه أنت اللي عم تتبع المتشابه ها فتت باللي عم نحكي فتت باللي عم نحكي يعني هلا مع كلامنا ليس بالطريقه وشو منقله وشو يعني مش انه كيف تحكي معه بس هذا لابد من معرفته اما كيف يستعمل بعد ذلك في كل بعض بيقول لكل مقام مقال اما مجرد انك تقول له انت تتبع المتشابه بيقول لك لا انت اللي Yes, Davia. No, Zabidi, no, he copied this because he was explaining a book of Al-Ghazali. And this book of Al-Imam Al-Ghazali contained sections about Al-Aqidah. So when he was interpreting and explaining these sections about Al-Aqidah, he copied what Abu Nasr Al-Qushayri said about these issues. Yeah, well, it was used after Az-Zabidi, it was used much more than before that. Yes. MashaAllah. Well, similar statements were used before that. Other scholars said things similar to what Al-Qushayri said. Ibn al-Jawzi said similar things. But these specific statements... Yeah, they are. And it's interesting, how is it there? It's very interesting that the scholars, may Allah reward them greatly, they left for us a lot of beneficial things, many, 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 many. They elaborate on a lot of issues that we needed much later after their time, much more than what they needed. So we, in Arabic they say, irtahna haythu ta'ibu. They put the effort and we benefited from that very easily. For us, we just read it, oh, mashallah, this is nice, this is good. Okay, I will say it. That fits. I will say it. But they thought about it, they took time to put it together and think about it, and yeah. So they put the effort and we benefited easily from that. Unfortunately, there are not a lot of people who put a similar effort nowadays like they do. There are still, of course, but not as much as it existed in the past. Allah yaf'alu ma yurid. Alhamdulillah, la shak. It's a great endowment that we understood these things and it reached us, of course. But يعني يا ليت كان يوجد علماء كسر كمان بهالأيام مثل بالماضي شيء بيكون أحسن. بارك الله فيكم. نهلل. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.